Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today we'll explore Jesus's intriguing analogy of Satan as a strong man and discuss the profound call to choose sides in our spiritual journey. Today's Bible verses are from Luke chapter 11 verses 21 to 23. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. That's Luke chapter 11, verses 21 to 23.
Let's dive into Jesus's powerful analogy of Satan as a strong man guarding his palace. Picture this. A fortress heavily fortified with a formidable warrior standing guard. This is how Jesus portrays Satan's grip on his possessions. But what are these possessions? They're not material goods, but rather the souls and lives of people under his influence. This imagery vividly illustrates the reality of spiritual warfare. Satan isn't a passive adversary. He's actively defending his territory. He's fully armed, vigilant, and determined to maintain his hold. This analogy helps us understand the challenge we face in spiritual battles. It's not a simple skirmish, but a confrontation with a powerful enemy who's deeply entrenched. However, this analogy also sets the stage for hope, because while Satan may be strong, we're about to see that there's someone even stronger. Now let's delve deeper into the central figure of this powerful analogy, Jesus, the one stronger than Satan. In this passage, Jesus boldly presents himself as the ultimate conqueror capable of overcoming even the most formidable foe. This isn't just a display of raw power. It's a declaration of his divine authority and mission. When Jesus overcomes Satan, it's not just a victory for him alone. It's a victory that reverberates through all of creation and impacts each of our lives personally. Through his triumph, Jesus breaks the chains of sin and death that once held us captive. He opens the door to freedom, redemption, and a new life in him. This victory of Jesus isn't just a historical event. It's an ongoing reality that we can tap into daily. It means that in our struggles, our battles with temptation, and our moments of weakness, we have access to a power greater than anything the enemy can throw at us. Jesus's victory becomes our victory when we place our trust in him.
Now let's delve into the powerful imagery of Jesus stripping away Satan's armor and distributing the spoils. This isn't just a symbolic act, it's a declaration of Jesus' absolute victory over evil. When Jesus overcomes Satan, he doesn't just defeat him, he disarms him completely. This means that Satan's power over us is broken. The very defenses he relied on to keep us in bondage are torn away. But Jesus doesn't stop there. He takes the spoils, everything Satan wrongfully claimed, and distributes them. This is incredibly empowering for us as believers. It means that what was once used against us is now turned to our advantage. The lies are replaced with truth, fear with courage, and despair with hope. We're not just freed from Satan's grip, we're equipped with the very resources he once used to oppress us. This empowers our faith, giving us confidence to stand firm in Christ's victory. Now let's consider Jesus's powerful statement, "Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." These words carry immense weight and challenge us to make a definitive choice in our spiritual lives. Jesus doesn't leave room for middle ground or fence sitting. He's calling us to align ourselves wholly with him or recognize that we stand in opposition. This choice has profound implications. Being with Jesus means actively participating in his mission, embracing his teachings, and allowing his love to transform our lives. It's not a passive acceptance, but an active engagement with our faith. On the other hand, not actively choosing Jesus essentially means choosing against him. The imagery of gathering and scattering further emphasizes this point. When we choose to be with Jesus, we contribute to building his kingdom. We gather souls, spread love, and foster unity. But when we're not with him, our actions, intentionally or not, can lead to division and spiritual disarray. Now let's delve deeper into what it truly means to be with Jesus. This isn't just a casual association or a part-time commitment. It's about surrendering completely to His sovereignty. When we choose to be with Jesus, we're acknowledging that He is the ultimate authority in our lives. This means letting go of our own plans and desires and aligning our will with His. It's about trusting Him fully, even when we don't understand or when the path seems difficult. Being with Jesus means recognizing that He knows what's best for us and that His ways are higher than ours. It's about putting our faith and trust in Him alone, not in our own strength or in the things of this world. This surrender might seem daunting, but it's actually liberating. When we fully surrender to Jesus, we find true freedom and purpose.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before You in awe of Your power and victory over all darkness. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for being the one stronger than any foe we face. In You, we find true freedom, hope, and strength. We ask for Your guidance as we choose to stand with You completely, surrendering our will and desires to Your perfect plan. Help us to trust in Your victory over the enemy and to walk boldly in the truth that You have stripped away His power over us. May we never waver in our commitment to gather with You, to build Your kingdom, and to spread Your love. Empower us daily to stand firm in Your strength, knowing that with You, we are more than conquerors. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. May God's peace and blessings surround you always. As you go about your day, remember that in every challenge you face, Jesus has already won the victory for you. Stay anchored in His love and power. Until next time, keep sharing light, stay encouraged, and be a blessing to others. God bless you richly.